The head of the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency has arrived to Vienna following his visit to Ukraine's besieged Zaporizhia nuclear power plant and had this to say.
I was able to see myself and my team impact holes, markings on buildings of shelter. So, which means that the physical integrity of the facility has been violated not once, but several times.
Rafael Grossi flatly denied that Russia, who occupied the power plant, denied him the right to move freely, saying he was given full access by the Russians to the site and was able to inspect everything he requested to see. He also confirmed his agency would keep two staff members at the plant permanently and that the IAEA would issue a full report in the next week on their findings. Earlier on Friday, Moscow again accused Ukraine of shelling the power plant, but reserved judgment on the IAEA mission.
We positively view the fact that despite all problems and difficulties caused by the Ukrainian side's provocative actions, the mission has reached the site and started work. You're aware that the team will stay at the site and continue working. That's why it's still too early to assess it. But what's most important is that the mission is there. The mission is expected to assess the plant's condition and nuclear security.
Ukraine contended the visit was staged managed by Russia. Kyiv accused Russia of intimidating Ukrainian nuclear plant workers. IAEA inspectors were accompanied by a man in a suit, later identified as a Russian advisor to Rosatom, the Russian nuclear agency. That's further evidence for Ukrainians that the inspectors were not able to work freely at the plant without Russian interference, as Grossi suggested in his press conference.
Demilitarization of the territory of the station is the goal, and it is bad that we have not yet heard the appropriate messages from the IAEA, despite the fact that we talked about it with Mr. Grossi during our meeting in Kyiv. It was the key security point of our agreements. It was outlined clearly, demilitarization and full control by our nuclear workers.
It's clear Ukraine wants the nuclear power plant to be demilitarized and Russian troops to leave immediately. But the IAEA doesn't even have the means to enforce that. It also doesn't have the mandate to determine who's responsible for the shelling. It's a complicated situation and very volatile and changing, seemingly not day by day, but hour by hour. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.